Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. I wanted to check back in with you guys. I know it's been a while, but I definitely have had a lot going on. So I'm going to do a little bit of recap. Welcome to my show. This is my show called The Queen's Lair. I am your host, Renee Lowe. Some people know me as Onyx Queen. However you know me, it's all good. But I wanted to really go over some things. Like I said, I'm going to recap a wonderful event that I went to this past weekend. I was actually supposed to record and upload this past weekend and get a whole lot of other things done, but I just had to put all my energy into this event because it was really wonderful and I had such an amazing time. And then I also wanted to go over the topic for today, which is, where is the support for entrepreneurs? I'm just going to jump right into it. This was an example. I'm going to give this example because this was a real life thing that actually happened. A person that I would say a colleague, a former colleague, recently took a major position at their new job. And I saw them post about it on social media, and they got such rave, you know, not rave reviews, but like, you know, ravings. People were raving and like, oh my goodness, that's so amazing, that's so wonderful, kudos to you, congratulations. It was the outpouring was quite amazing. I congratulated them as well. It really is amazing, a really, truly wonderful thing. And then I have seen, and this happened actually a little earlier this year, where another one of my friends who posted on the same social media, and actually kind of the same circle of people, about how they were starting a new business, and they were becoming an entrepreneur. They were leaving their 9-to-5 job after many years of trying to decide what they wanted to do. I will go so far as to say, is this person that's becoming an entrepreneur, they have probably twice the following on their social media and is probably twice as active on their social media, interactive, okay? And there were so many people that questioned what this person was doing. It was like, congratulations, that's amazing. So when is all this going to happen? When is, you know, they had a lot of questions. And I'm not saying that the questions are not legit. What made you want to leave your job at so-and-so? You've been there for XYZ amount of time. I'll say 10 years. I'm not going to say the exact amount of years because then, you know, like I said, when I do these things, I don't want to give away people's identity, but we'll just say 10 years because they have been at their job quite a long time. And you've been at your job for 10 years. Why would you want to leave now? And this, that, and the other. And I'm saying to myself, okay, when this other person over here on the other side said that they were taking a new position of a 9-to-5 job, everybody was thrilled and happy. But when this other individual said that they were now going to become their own boss and become an entrepreneur, it's been something that they have been wanting to do for years because I've known them for many years myself, and I know this to be true and have had conversations with them about it and kind of given a little bit of my advice and my experience of me, you know, becoming an entrepreneur and working for myself. Okay, so I know their heart and I know how it's been weighing on them to be able to finally be able to take this amazing step in their life. Why all the questions? Why all the questions? I just don't understand. And, well, at least I can say this part. I can give this identity. I was having this conversation. I was telling my mom about it. And I was having this conversation with my mom, and I was explaining to her, you know, these two scenarios. And she was totally baffled. She was like, I don't know. And I said to her, I said, you know, I understand if you and daddy don't get it. I understand if you and daddy don't understand why I'm doing what I'm doing, but the fact that you still support me is major. I said, because there's so many people who don't. You don't know how many times I go to networking events and there are tears because people just don't get the same support. Even the event that I went to this past weekend, it was a natural hair event. There was a young lady there who was going through a very tragic situation where she had a family member very close to her that had just been murdered in April, you know, and it's barely been a month, okay? And I'm sure it took all of her strength to come to this event, but I guess she just wanted to get out and do something and, you know, not be wrapped up in bed, you know? And the host of the event spoke about how she lost her family member 2 years ago, also to a heinous murder, crime, and how she needed to grieve. You know, she talked about being an entrepreneur, and she's like, how do you stay motivated? You know, sometimes when people are not always supporting you, and then on top of people not supporting you, sometimes you go through, you know, horrific situations such as a death and, you know, all these sort of things. Like when you already don't have a safety net of people supporting you and then you go through a traumatic situation or just a tough time, could be mental, physical, financial, whatever it is, family related, whatever the rough time that you're going through, it just exacerbates that situation even more. I am not mad at the 9-to-5 life. I did it for many, many, many years. As a matter of fact, my 9-to-5 life helped fund the savings that I was saving from my 9-to-5 life, helped fund my entrepreneur life. So I can never hate on the 9-to-5 life, you know? And if it's something that, you know, people may think, well, you just don't, you know, now that you're an entrepreneur, you just think, no, I'm not putting down that life. That was my life for a long time. I'm not ashamed of it. It was a great thing, but I also knew that that's not where I wanted to, and I'm a firm believer that if you have a dream and you have a goal of what it is that you want to do, I am about action, and I am about bringing those dreams to fruition, bringing those goals to light so that I can work on them and truly make this thing that I want to do, really bring it to life, you know, and make it happen. And it takes hard work and struggle and sleepless nights and nights of crying and no money and no support and know a lot of things. You hear no all the time. I can tell you right now, you're on your 9-to-5 job. You know, yeah, you'll hear no every now and then, but it's a job. You have the job to do. This is what you have to do. You do the job. You get your paycheck. And then in the entrepreneur world, it's a little bit different. If I don't work, I don't get paid. If I don't land that client, if I don't land that contract, somebody tells me no, then that's money that's not coming my way. I don't get sick days. I don't get to call up sick, you know, like how when you didn't feel well, when, you know, and for my entrepreneurs out there or even for my 9-to-5ers, when you don't feel well, it's like, oh, I can't even deal with the office today. I just don't feel well. You're under the weather, sick, whatever is going on. And you take a couple of days off. Sometimes you just take a couple of personal days to yourself. In the entrepreneur world, there are no sick days. There are no personal days. It is what it is. If I have a job to do and I absolutely cannot do that job, which thank God has yet to happen, then I have to give it to somebody else, and then that's going to be money lost from me. I actually have a little network with two other young ladies who work alongside with me. Each of them have their own businesses, but what we do is that we never turn down business. If somebody comes to me and they want me to do an event for them, or they want me to, you know, sign on for me to do their website or do whatever it is, especially events, if I'm not able to do it, if I don't have the date open to be able to do it, then I hand it to the next young lady to say, hey, are you able to do this event? And then what happens is I will get a percentage just to hand it over to her, but she will get the full fee of whatever it is that she's going to charge. So there's three of us. There's a group of us, of three of us, and we're looking actually to add one more person, and we think we're probably adding them probably by the end of June. But there's three of us, so we never turn down business. Business is never lost. Somebody's going to make money somewhere. But I just put the title to this particular podcast, Where is the Support for Entrepreneurs? I'm not talking about financial support. I'm not talking about Small Business Administration, not that kind of support. I'm talking about the support from your friends and your family, the people who are closest to you. I'll be very honest with you. Aside from my immediate family, there are so many people that have supported me in my business. And a lot of them are not even the immediate friends, you know, and it's not that my immediate friends don't support my business, but it's very hard for people to understand sometimes why you can't go on the vacations, why you can't go hang out at the club, why you can't, you know, do this or do that. You know, it's very hard for them to understand that. Just like it's very hard to understand, you know, when one of my friends, when she had, you know, one of her children she had, you know, pretty early on, when we were in college, and it was very different for us because we were like, wow, she has a child, you know. Her focus is no longer hanging out with the girlfriends. Her focus is her child, you know. So we had to get used to that. It was the same thing when, you know, the first friend in the group got married. Now the focus is no longer hanging with the girls anymore. Her best friend is her husband, and as it should be. So it changes. It definitely changes. So as each of us got married, as each of us, you know, had our children, the dynamic changes, you know. And I feel like that's what happens with entrepreneurs versus the 9-to-5 folks. It's the same thing that goes on. It's like, you know, it's like before you get married. To me, when you marry an idea and a dream that you have of being an entrepreneur, it's not that different than actually getting married because it's a commitment. It's an everyday commitment that has to keep on going all the time, you know. But I really encourage people, support your entrepreneurs, even if it's just to call them and say, hey, how's business going? Just like how I would say to someone, how's the job going? Because it is a job. It's a real job. And that's another thing. I think a lot of people don't think entrepreneur, you know, being an entrepreneur is not a real job. It's a real job. I get up and go to work every single day. I get up and go to work every single day. Every single day. All right? So I just want to close this out with a short recap. I went to the International National Hair Meetup Day on May 21st, which was this past Saturday. It was amazing. Pam Booker, who is the CEO extraordinaire of Coils of Nature hair products, her products are made. Coils of Nature hair products, amazing. She was a wonderful host. I encourage you guys to check out my blog. Please go to my website. Everything leads from my website. It's www.onyxqueenmedia.com. We had a phenomenal, phenomenal time. We were supporting each other. We were supporting other small businesses. I shopped. I got some great hair products. The swag bag was phenomenal. If you follow me on social media, I am Onyx Queen Media on everything, on Snapchat, on Twitter, on Instagram, and also on Facebook. So please do follow me, catch up with all the things that we're doing, The website is www.onyxcleanmedia.com, and I'll talk to you again next week. Bye, you guys.